Three,
hiya.
Two,
It's
oh, one.
what? It's World Cards. Hello. I missed it very much. How many years have I been doing this? And that was not my best work. Sorry. Got a clap and accounting. Still managed to fuck it up. Hiya. It's me and John Gibbons and Neil Atkinson and Dan Morgan. And I'm Amelia Bonner. Hi. Welcome to Wild Cards. We're okay now. It's all right. How's everyone doing? Neil's wearing his sunshine jacket again.
Yeah, I'm very yellow. It's because you can't quite, the weather's being slightly inconsistent, and Samantha Brocklehurst loves an open window with all of her soul. So the temperature in the house fluctuates wildly, and it doesn't get the benefit of when it's sunny as well. Mm. It heats things up because it's a house. So basically, I'm walking around my own house with potential jacket moves, and today it's the yellow one.
Got to do it. Yeah, it's like also with no sunshine, you are the sunshine.
Ah.
You're radiating lovely light rays. And Dan Morgan, this is a really boring story for everyone, but I thought I saw you when I was cycling in town yesterday, and I started to cycle behind a fella and got quite close to him, and he turned around and it wasn't you. And then I had to just go, sorry, and cycle away.
I'm interested to know what you were going to do if it was me, to be honest.
I was
going to
go, boo, and then cycle away.
From a respectable distance still, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. He had a little hat on. He looked like he could have been you.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice guy. Was.
You could become friends. Look, shall we dive into LFC current? Let's do it. We got four mates and four categories, and we're going to chat loads about them. Your options for LFC current were Timo Werner, other forward options, or breakout star of 2021. But your winner by quite an overwhelming majority was Timo Werner, who had 44.5%.
Well, less excited now he's going to Chelsea, unfortunately. that is the issue. It's a bit of a shame in a way because he wanted, he seemed so keen, and obviously the Jürgen Klopp seemed so keen. So, you know, in the past I've been just the manager on this one. You know, if the manager doesn't really want him, then go for that. But it seems like he really did. There's in the Athletic piece which has come out today, there's a bit in there that sort of jumped out to me, was that they rate him higher than Sancho and Havertz. Who were obviously two guys who are getting loads of attention at the moment. Sancho, obviously young English player, his numbers are unreal, and Havertz has come into this little mini season absolutely flying. But they think De Werner is better than both, and so it's just a bit of a shame. And I'm not certainly not gonna. Someone sent us a petition, an FSGL petition to the Anfield app on Twitter. I'm certainly not going to be signing that because I think the club are going to be in a really tough position for the rest of this year at least. And I think they won't be alone. And I think people haven't quite got their heads around just how tough it's going to be for a lot of the teams. But the concerning thing is that basically oligarchs and countries,
sovereigns, their own
football clubs might really be able to sort of benefit from this.